So as you know, and I probably don't have to tell you, the old joke about Jewish holidays is that they all have the same theme. They tried to kill us, we survived, now let's eat. But actually, tonight is Tisha B'Av, where the theme is, they tried to kill us, we survived, now let's not eat. Except that tonight isn't really Tisha B'Av. Today is. This is the 9th of Av today. Tonight is the 10th of Av. But we commemorate Tisha B'Av the day after Shabbat, if it falls on Shabbat, because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbat except when you are. So if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbat, then you do fast on Shabbat. But if Tisha B'Av does, then you don't. And I confess that I wondered why. And I didn't remember, because I didn't remember the last time Tisha B'Av was on Shabbat, or if I asked the question then, or if I found out the answer, what it was. So I began to do some investigation, and I discovered that almost all the sources tell you what you should do on the Shabbat where it's Tisha B'Av, and they disagree. Some think you should practice some mourning, some don't. Everybody agrees that you should not fast. But there's very little discussion, at least in the sources I checked in the past couple days, and there weren't that many, very little discussion about why. Why is it that Shabbat pushes away Tisha B'Av? And this is one of those questions. There are a lot of questions like this. It doesn't matter how well you know a system or a religion or your profession. Sometimes someone will ask you a basic question and you realize you don't know the answer. As I told you before, that this year I'm teaching Introduction to Judaism at UCLA, the first semester, and one of the reasons to teach an introductory course is because a student will always raise his or her hand and say, I know this is a foolish question, but, and then ask you something that you never thought about before. So I figured the most obvious answer is that Shabbat is a day of joy, and it supersedes Tisha B'Av because there's a principle in Jewish law, Tadir Usheino Tadir Tadir Kodeh, which means something that is common and something that is uncommon. When they meet each other, you prefer the common. In other words, Shabbat, which happens every week, counts more than Tisha B'Av, which happens once a year. And the only reason that it doesn't work with Yom Kippur is that Yom Kippur is called Shabbat Shabbatot. It is the Shabbat of Shabbats, so it not only absorbs the sanctity of Shabbat, but goes over and above it. But I wasn't entirely satisfied with that answer, so I decided to invent some of my own. Now, I'm sure some of these exist somewhere in the sources, I just haven't found it yet. But I thought of at least three reasons that are serious reasons rooted in the tradition why it is that you shouldn't fast today. The first has to do with the fact that Shabbat is a holiday created by God, and Tisha B'Av is created by human beings. Because remember, Tisha B'Av remembers the destruction of the temple. And even though the tradition assumes that God permitted the temple to be destroyed, God doesn't destroy the temple. First, the Babylonians destroy the first temple, and then the Romans destroy the second temple. In other words, human beings make Tisha B'Av necessary. And therefore, since it is a human holiday, humanly created, it's not in the Torah after all, since the destruction of both temples is partly it's in the Tanakh, the first temple's destroyed in the times of the Tanakh, but the second one after. And since the development of Tisha B'Av and the holiday and so on, even though it draws from the Torah, we read Megillat Echa, right? The Megillah of Lamentations, tonight and tomorrow. Even so, the full development of the holiday is after the Torah is done, because subsequently all sorts of catastrophes happened on Tisha B'Av, not only in the time of the destruction, but also in the time of the Crusades, of the Inquisition, and even of the Shoah. So that's one possible reason, is that human events should defer to God-created holidays, because after all, Shabbat has its origins in God's resting on the seventh day, and therefore we should rest as well. The second, which is sort of related to that, although not exactly the same, is that there are two different kinds of Jewish holidays. One celebrates events in history. So Pesach is a historical holiday. It's about something that happened. Sukkot is a historical holiday. It's about something that happened. And that's true of almost all of our holidays. They all remember, celebrate, commemorate, like Tisha B'Av, something that happened in history. And history, as we know, happens and moves on and happens and moves on. In other words, history is linear. History moves from point A to point B to point C to point D. It goes on and on and on. But then we have holidays that are not historical. They're spiritual, like Yom Kippur, like Shabbat. Shabbat isn't about history, it's about spirit. And spirit is eternal. Spirit doesn't grow old. Spirit doesn't change the same way that history changes. Spirit, in fact, is more circular and less linear. And because Shabbat is about your spirit, it's an eternal holiday. In fact, that's exactly the way Heschel describes it in his book called The Sabbath. He says, eternity utters a day. Forever gave us Shabbat. And Shabbat, if you remember, is supposed to be a taste of eternity. It's supposed to be the forever holiday. That's why on Shabbat, you're not supposed to feel that you have any needs. Whatever is unfinished, you're supposed to feel that it's done, even though it is not done. Because this is supposed to be a moment of time that is lifted from the normal course of events and lasts forever. So you don't want to take a historical holiday like Tisha B'Av and put it right in the middle of Shabbat, which is an eternal holiday. And therefore, when Shabbat comes along, it pushes Tisha B'Av out of the way, because spirit trumps history. Because forever is more important than this instant. Because Shabbat, which is God's holiday, has to matter more than the terrible things that human beings do. Which brings me to the third reason, that I'm guessing Shabbat trumps Tisha B'Av. Because I know, and you know, that we as Jews have a certain tendency, I want to put this delicately, occasionally to complain. Sometimes. Right? You know the famous joke about the Jewish telegram, right? The Jewish telegram, we don't have telegrams anymore, but when we did, so this is the Jewish Twitter, I guess, right? Start worrying, details to follow. You should just know, there's always something wrong. And that's why we have this sort of mistaken impression that really Jews are into grief. That's what give us something to mourn for and we're at home. But really, honestly, ultimately, Judaism is a tradition of joy. Simcha shel mitzvah, the rabbis teach us. The joy of doing a mitzvah. You're actually not supposed to feel, oh my God, I can't believe I got to do this mitzvah. Even though sometimes that's how it feels. It's actually supposed to be a joyous experience. And so if you have Shabbat, which is a day of joy, and you have Tisha B'Av, which is the quintessential day of grief in the Jewish calendar. It is the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. And the two of them meet up, which one wins? Shabbat does. You might think that Tisha B'Av would win, because after all, we're Jews, we mourn. But it's not true. Joy matters more. Be'erev yalin bechi u'baboker rina. In the evening there will be mourning, but in the morning there will be joy. In other words, joy comes after. Joy matters more. Joy is what ultimately wins. And so when the two meet, we go for joy, and today you may not fast. Even though today is the ninth of Av. It's a beautiful thing. And it's so taken for granted by our tradition that we don't ask the question, and most sources that you look at don't even bother to give the answer. Because they just assume, what could possibly move Shabbat out of the way? So we have a day each week where you're supposed to feel joyous, where you're not supposed to feel need, where ideally you don't dwell in sadness. You know that you don't mourn on Shabbat. If you've torn your clothes in mourning, when you come to synagogue on Shabbat, you wear new clothes because it's Shabbat. It suspends all grief and all mourning for one day, because we remember that the promise is greater than the pain, and that ultimately, if you have faith, you believe not that everything will be fine, not that things won't be painful and difficult, not that there won't be disappointments and anguish and loss, but that ultimately, ultimately, we can cope with that, we can handle that, that the world is meaningful, and in the end, there will be no Tisha B'Av, just an eternal Shabbat. We don't have an eternal Shabbat yet, but we have Shabbat today. Tonight, we'll gather together and mourn. But today, rejoice. Shabbat Shalom.